Vayter in Shas Rambam of Abbas Dav Zayin picking up on Vavim Beis Badabam on the page second to last line Hanhu. So the Gemara says we're dealing now. Rashi points out with the case of two brothers that were yorish a house, and one says I live in the bottom, one says I live in the top. Hanu betray the Havadayir Echad Havadayir Eloi V'Chad Havadayir Tatoy. One was living upstairs, one was living downstairs. That's how they split up the Yerusha. Now what happened was is that Itvar Tatoy, that is that the way the Bach says is it bas tatoy. That is that it started to sink in. As Rashi points out, it started going to the ground. The ceiling of the upper one so started coming lower, obviously. Unless he bends his head down, and it's very uncomfortable. So the lower one says, oh, the higher one, Tov Nivnaya. Rashi explains, Bovinistas Kolabais Vinivnanu. Let's go destroy this whole house and rebuild it. Like, I can't get into the house. It's crazy. I'm like, I know shopping containers. What do you mean? I'm living fine. Everything's great. There's no problem with me. I'm living upstairs, so I don't want to do that. Beep, turn the page. Zayin on Aleph. Amale. Rashi switches up, the box switches it. Amale, Avnai Ana. I'll build it myself. I'll take care of it. Amale, Leslie Duchta, Lemedar, but I have nowhere to live in the meantime. So Amale, Ana Ogre Lecha, Duchta, Aldor, I'll rent you a place to live. Amale, Lo Terachna. He says, nah, I don't want to, it's a tircha for me. Not interested in doing such a tircha like that. Amalei says back to him, says the Bach, says, Loka mitzdarli. I'm not able to live. What am I going to do? So he says back to him, hey, no problem. Shufa kriseich, va'ol v'shufa kriseich poke. Just get down in your stomach and get in. And come down in your stomach and to get out. Like, what's the big deal? Just like, you know, slip in and slip out. I says, shacha komasachat kriseich. Just blend them down into your stomach. Amar avchama bedina kamakev. He says, really, the Loka is, he's allowed to make of him. Taka is allowed to say that. That was the older brother could see the younger brother. Not my problem. Vahani mili, when is it true? The lomatu kshuri lamata mesar. This is only when Rashi's chorus aliyah, the beams of upstairs, didn't come down within 10 tfachim. If lomatu kshuri lamata mesar, but it comes down within 10 tfachim, then Matsyar Malay, he could say, lamata mesar, rishusa didihu. Hey, you're within 10 tfachim, you're my rishus, v'lo mishabed lach. And therefore, in such a situation, and it's not Shabbat too. You're not able to go ahead and to use that. It's mine. Now you're stuck. You got to do it with me. We got to destroy it and rebuild it. This is only if they didn't make any sort of tanai. But if they made a tanai amongst the two of them, then Sasri Abanu, they have to go and destroy it and rebuild it. Rashi explains, what does that mean? That means when they were split up, second line, that if it goes and this ends up happening, it starts sinking to the ground, then we have to go and do it together, then Tak have to be part of it. When they made this tonight, you know, that's assuming that doesn't go down to a certain size. Like, how much are we talking about here? Like, in the same Rav Nachman, that which we learned, it's coming up much later on, Tzadikas Mabez. Rumo kachatzi arkov kachatzi arochvo. The height of it has to be equal to half the half of the length, and then you add half of the width. So if let's say it's 20 wide and 10 wide and 10, 20 long, so then half of 20 is 10, half of 10 is 5. If so, it's 50, it has to be 15. Height. That's how it's working. Rashi says, "Ba'mocher peres amakaba alav mechaver living on slabayis." Also, rumo kachatzir ko v'chatzir rachu kabinya reichal sharoko arboim rachu esrim begavo shloshim was 40 by 20, and the height was 30. So that's the golden rule. Amalu Rabba. Rabba says, "Lava midelachu lo tislu be buki srike b'Rav Nachman." Didn't I tell you? Don't hang empty pitchers on Rav Nachman. In other words, Rav Nachman didn't say this. Hachem, Rav Nachman, whatever Rav Nachman say, ki, the diary in Shay, he says, has to be like people are able to go and they're able to live. As long as they're able to live, that's enough. Doesn't have to be an exact ratio of width to height. V'kama, how much is that? Amar Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, ki, hei, ki, da'ayli, isur, usuryasa, de mechuza, v'hadar. It's got to be big enough that the guy that someone's able to bring into his house bundles from mechuzah and turn around. These were long reeds. Rashi says chavilas kanim aruchim. V'hadar maksa atzma lechot. Suddenly, he's able to flip around like that in all directions. If you're able to do such a thing, then great. If it's less than that, then yeah, you got to go ahead and you got to rebuild it. Ha'u gavadave b'nei ashisa achori kavri dechavri. There was this guy who was building a wall behind the windows of his neighbor's house, and by doing that, he blocked all the sun from coming in. What'd you do? You're causing me, you know, such darkness over here. So you got to break down this wall. You can't go ahead and build this wall over here. Like, okay, I'll close up your windows and I'll make for you vavidna lachavi le'el mashisai, and I'm going to make it build your wall a little bit higher, and then I'll make windows from you over there. Like, what do you say about that? Rashi says, "Chana lachacha astem lechalona secha ba'avdin ba'avonu betit v'avtechol lemaile mekosle begova kaslecha chalona secherim she'iru be'vesachar to light up your whole house." Amalei lo kamaras le'la shisai. So he says to him, Amalei. You're going to go and damage the wall if you go and you build it higher. Rashi says, "Kishet tiftach ba chalonos." Not building higher. I'm sorry, I made a mistake over here. He didn't say he's going to build it higher. What he says, yeah, well, yeah, he's going to just pop a hole on the higher part of the wall, right? You're going to end up shaking the wall a little bit, and it's going to end up rooting it, jackhammering a previous wall. Amalei says, "Sign the lachla." She says, "Okay, I'll get rid of the whole wall. I'll do the cover, and then." Until I get to the, I'll break it down until you get to the place of those new windows of Bnei Allah, and then I'll go rebuild it. And I'm going to make these new windows there. Le'el Mashisai is going to be above the wall that I built. Amalei, Ashisa Mitatoi, Atiko, Umle'el Chadita, Lokaima. But what's going to happen is a wall that's old at the bottom and it's new at the top, it doesn't really hold well. Rashi says, "She'ain tita chadash nidbak yafa b'titta yashan." The new cement doesn't hold well in the old cement. She'avish because it's already dried. So Amalei says, "Sign Allah adlar." So let me break it down to the whole floor. And but you know, I'll make a brand new one. Vavidna lach kavei begava, and I'm going to make again windows that are going to be higher, and there'll be no problem. Amalei chadash she'isa chadata bekule beisa atika lokaima. This is when you take one wall that you attach to an old wall. That's not going to go well. It's not going to hold well. So no, it's not good for me. So Amalei says, "Sign Allah lekule beisa." It must have been a nice wall this neighbor built that he wants to do this. So sound a little cooler base, I'll destroy your whole house. And I'll, you know, I'll make a brand new one. You'll have a brand new windows. Everything will be great. So Amalei, I have no place to live in the meantime. Amalei, I'll rent a place for you. Amalei, I don't want to go through all this to you. Nice try. He says, "Taka can go and be makim from doing this whole thing. You can't block the light. You got to destroy the wall." Hainuach says, "Gemara, Hainuach, this is the same thing. Why did you have to go and teach me the same din?" So the Gemara, that even though this guy is not even living in that house, Rashi says, "I don't want to take out all this wood. I don't want to take all this straw. You know, it's not worth it for me to go through all this burden." So even if you're not living there, the guy's let it go ahead. So you can't do that. Hanu beit shrei achi de plag gave out their daughter. There were these two brothers that went ahead and they split up a Yerusha that they got. Charamati is pelida. One of them got this pelida. Rashi says, "Traklin yofa." It's like a mansion, beautiful house. Charamati tabitza. And the other one, he got a garden. He got the beautiful garden. Rashi says, "Ginesh abitzada traklin's hoysa meira letocha." That it was right, this garden was right next to the mansion. And the light from the garden came into the mansion. The one that got the garden, he built a wall by the entrance of the mansion, and he stopped all the sun from going in over there. So he says, "Amalei, come off hot light. What are you doing? You're making it all dark for me." "Amalei, bedidi kabanina. What do you want from me? I built it on my own property." Rashi says, "Bishali ani bodavate in lecha alai chazaka ora shel shaloshanim dahashta hu de pelginuhu." You don't have a chazaka of 3 years that you get to have that light now because we just built it, because we just split it up right now. The halacha is that when is it true the person not let it go build something that's going to block the light? That's only if the person had a chazaka of 3 years over there. Amar Rav Chama b'din Kamar Le'er Chana says, yep, he actually has the taka, he could say that over there, that you don't have the chazak over here, and therefore you can't stop him from building that wall. Amar Ravina Rava, Shimaishna Mehod Tanya. Why is this any different than we learned in the price? Shneachim Shechalku, two brothers are split up. Echad Mehem Natal Sadeh Kerem. One of them took a vineyard, right? That's what he got. Echad Natal Stay Love. Another one took grain. Stay Love means a white field, but it's talking about grain. a field of grain. Field of barley. The balakarim, Yeshla, the balakarim, he has four amos, arbamos besad, they love it in order for the animals to turn around. Rashi says, lavodas akarim, so you chorshin osa, mishvarim, they use oxen dirt to go ahead and to plow it, so they have to be able to be, you know, turn around over there. Shalmanas kain cholku, because they, on that condition, they split it up. What it's telling us that when brothers go and split it up, each one's getting, you know, any additional stuff that comes over there. That's going to be able to go in and help his land over there, they get it. So why did Rabbi Chama go against the brother that got the mansion? Right? It's not able to be used properly without the son over there. And therefore, when, by going and building it up, he's messing him over. And we just said he gets the rights over there. So Malay Hasam Da'alu Lahadadi. He says that in the Braisa, they assessed one against the other in order to each one of them to be able to benefit the best way. Rashi points out that the karam is more choshev than the grain, than the field of grain. And therefore, what they did is the guy who had the karam, he ended up paying money. He gave him money so that he could work it out over here in order that he should have the extra stuff to turn around this ox. But the Kisav Chama, the guy, the mansion guy, didn't pay anything. Aval HaChamai. What happened over there? Delo alala dadi. They didn't. They delo alala dadi. They didn't work it out. V'chibah shuftania skin. Are we dealing with shuftania skin? What are we dealing with shuftania? I said v'chishota haya shalta gina chelka keneged beis banoi v'lo nati iloy damim. What do you think that they've been dealing with a bunch of shaita, a bunch of fools over here? The high shakel aspalida that this guy took a mansion. High shakel tabitsa, and this one took a garden, an empty garden for Lola Dadi, and they didn't go ahead and didn't work it out. You know the finances beforehand to see which one's going to get messed over and how to work that out. Obviously, the one would have paid his brother, you know, the value of the two things. So should we say, we should say that he paid for a house that he's able to actually live in, and that means that it has sun over there. What are you talking about? So Amalei, Nahida Alul Adadi. Yeah, of course they did. They assessed it with one another. Demei Livnik Shure Vahudre. Demei Avira Lo Alul Adadi. That is the value of the bricks, the beams, and all the different types of beams over there. Because that's the main thing that he's buying over here. But they didn't get into the discussion about the stuff that's surrounding it over here because that's not the main thing of the house itself. And therefore, he doesn't have the rights over here of the son. They just didn't deal with it. Let the mansion guy who was more valuable say to the guy who was the garden, gave me a mansion. Now you left me with this druna. Rashi says, a dark room. And I give you extra money in order to have a mansion. But I don't have a mansion over here now.
No, all he did is he split a name itself. Rashi says, take out the word im. Ispalida shma, it's so called a mansion. Its name wasn't changed over there. Therefore, it works. Even though the light is blocked. And Milo Tanim Rolin Abraisa, Omer Base Kor Afer, and Imorchalacha. When someone says, I'm going to say a Base Kor Afer, Rashi says, Lafi Cheshbon, Sasaim Kechatzer Hamishkan. That's what I'm going to say. That amount of land, the afabishenu el lesech, even though it's only a lesech, which is half of a kor, higio, it's a good sale. Shalom marchalo el shma, because all he's doing is selling the name of what it's called.
We just saw this in Daf Kuf Dalid in Bava Metzia. Afabishenu el lesech is higio. It still works. It's a good sale. Shalom marchalo el shma. That's what people would call it over there, even though it's less than. Who the miscarry base kor?
That's if the people call it like that. A lot of times people call things something, even though it really wasn't what it actually is, but it's what it's called. So too, even though you can't see in this mansion, it's really dark there, still call the mansion, therefore it works. Pardes. A person says, I'm selling you a pardes. I'm selling you a field of pomegranates. Even though there's no rimonim over there, higio is still going to work. Shalom achal el shema v'hud mitzkei paris. Whatever they call it, karam ni morchal chomer selling you karam. Alpha b'she'in bo gefanim. If there's a gefanim, higio it still works. Shalom achal el shema. Or they're selling mishma v'hud mitzkei karam. That's what people call it, a karam. Therefore, the owner of this garden can say that I'm selling you mansion only in name, but not my problem. There's a wall. Says going, me dummy. Can you compare this? Hasam matzi amar le mochel okeach. In all those cases over there, the seller could say to the buyer, Shmaza binilach, I sold you only the name. But Hach over here, in our case of the Yerusha Matzi Amalei, the mansion guy could say to his brother, Adaiti Dachi Palgi, I only did it with this in mind, meaning to say what? That I could go and live there just like our father lived here. Not like a regular case of buyer and seller that the seller could say, this is what I meant. But over here, this is like, it makes sense what was the normal situation beforehand. And therefore, I should be able to go ahead and you got to take away this wall that you put in front over here. And this kind of goes against Rav Chama says. Amule. Rav Chama says back. Beep, turn the page. I'm the base. Mar Yenuka Umar Kashisha Bered Rav Chista Rav Ashi. They all said, Nardoi Lita'amayu. Rav Chama and Shmuel, who we're going to see in a moment, we saw Rav Chama and Shmuel. They were from Narda. They go according to their own logic. Damer of Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Here comes Shmuel. Ha'achem shechalkov, your brothers go and they split up this Yerusha. When brothers split up a land that their father had, they're not going at it. They don't have a derech zelze. Let's say there's two fields, one to the next, and you have A and B, and you have to go through A to get to B, and the father will go through A to get to B. Don't think that means that B is allowed to go through now. The one who has B can go through A. It doesn't work. You don't get the ability to walk through. And also, you can't go ahead and block each other. The opposite. You can't go and complain if they go and they block the light. Rashi says, sorry, you don't inherit that. You have to get up. If one gets to the bottom floor, one gets to the top floor, and the guy to get to the top has to go through and has to put a ladder, you can't go and put in that person's chatzer. Rashi says, I get the bottom floor with the chatzer, and you get the aliyah. You can't come and put your ladder in my chatzer to get up to the top over there. Sorry. And also, you can't have your water go through. Rashi says, you can't go bring your water through my field. And be careful with these, because these are the halachas. Verava Amar Yeshlehen. He argues and says, no, they can do it. The point is, though, we see that Rav Chama and Shmuel both say, the nice try. Bottom line is, you can't go through these things. He's allowed to block him. He doesn't have to go and put it down. Story time. Hahu Shtara de Yasmi, the Nafikale Tavra. There was a guy who lent money to somebody, right? So you have, let's call it Guy. A guy gave to Bob, $100. Now, Guy had a note that Bob owed him $100. Guy then died, and the note fell to the Yisomim. Now, the Yisomim go to Bob to get the money, and Bob's like, oh, I already paid him. And here's a receipt. I have a receipt for it. Rashi says, Shovershu Paru El Avim, I already paid you back. But it turns out the whole thing was maybe, this was no good. And now they're challenging it to say this is like a forgery. They came to Rav Chama to figure out what to do. Rav Chama says, Akbui lo magabinan le. We can't use this shtar that the Yisomim have to go ahead and to get money from it. Umika lo karinan le. And we're also not going to tear it up. We can't use it to go ahead and to collect the nafik tavrele because there's a receipt that showed up over here. So we're a little bit stuck over here. But mika lo karina le, but we can't tear it up because we're not going to tear up this note, this IOU. Godly yatsmi dilme maisuraya umarele. Because maybe when the Yisomim get older, they're going to be able to figure out and prove the fact that this was a fake receipt. Rashi's l'shovershein eidei shekah, it's something that they're actually lying over here. And therefore, we're going to need this IOU in order to keep up. So just keep it as is and don't do anything. What's halacha? All the halachas go like Rav Chama. Labar mi tavra, except for this idea with the tavra. The sade b'shakri lo mechaskinim, because we're not going to assume that the edim that said that he gave the shovar here are liars. Marzutjav Beredrav Mari Amar Beha Namilchus Rav Chama. So the halacha is like him in that as well. Then he said the Tavra Me'alyu, because it was really a good receipt that they paid up. Iboyle Lafuki Bechayavuan. Then they should have brought it out during when the father was alive. Why is he waiting until the father is dead? We go after the fact that he only came after he died. Shmaminos Yufi Zayfe. That clearly this was something which was forged. It's a fake. Okay, now we're going to talk about the halachas of, let's say, the next beautiful Mishnah. Let's say you have a bunch of people living in the same chatzar. Their houses open up in the same chatzar. Everyone has to be participating and contributing towards it. Kofen also lived nos beis shayar v'delis l'chatzar. You can go and you can force a person who's living in the chatzar over there to be part of this these expenses. Rashi says, ben chatzar sheinu rotzei l'saya as b'nei chatzar. He doesn't want to help out. Lived nos them beis shayar, a little gatehouse in the beginning. The shomer ha-pesach yoshev, the person, the guard, would sit over there, sham b'tzel, in the shade. Marchik is b'nei rishus harabim milchotzis b'chotzer and stop people from looking inside. Hezekiah v'delas l'shar hachotzer l'noed, but a guy to stop them from coming in. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lomer lo kol chotzer su'uyos l'beis shar. Not every chotzer gets this beis shar, this little shack for the guard. Rashi says, but Gemara before she is a hiruya, what is considered one that is roy to be able to get it? Okay. We also force people that are living in a particular city to be part of the expenses to go and create, to help with the wall around it, and also these doors and these locks to go to lock up the gates. Not all cities get walls. Now, who's considered part of the city? Kamihei ba'ir ve'kanshir. How long do you have to be in the city to be part of it? Rashi says, lasei simayim ba'ol. You have to go and be notzei ba'ol. You have to be part of it. Shteimus ha'chodesh, that would be 12 months. You live in there for 12 months, then you are part of the city. Kana ba'a beis dira, but let's say he bought a house in the city, then harayu kanshir ha'ir miyadi becomes like part of the city immediately. Right, the 12 month thing, this guy is renting over there, but now if this guy goes and he buys it, he's part of it right away. Now we have the HOA on your case. Now, we start out by saying in the Mishnah that when it comes to the idea that Beis Din can go and make the people that are part of this chatzar to go out to build this gatehouse, which obviously means it's a good thing, but now we're going to see maybe that's not the case. You're saying that this is a good thing? Aye, but story time. Who's this chassid, a person, the chassid, a pious person, and the Eliyahu and Avraham would come and visit him, and they would share, they would talk. Avad beishar v'sulo mishtoi baday, and this guy made a beishar, and all of a sudden Eliyahu and Avraham stopped coming to go ahead and speak with this guy. Rashi explains, why is that? Because this Beis Shar, what does it do? You have people that are coming to, imagine, gated communities. You have poor people that are coming along and they're crying out for help and nobody can hear them because, you know, they got a Beis Shar that's keeping them from getting in there. Says Gemara, Lokasha, ha migavoy. And ha mi broy, the one that the chatzar had made, he did it in a way is because he was on the inside of the chatzar. So by doing that, what happened was like a double barrier over here, that you had the courtyard door, and then you had the gatehouse was right afterwards. So like it did a double whammy over there. But ha, the one that when the mitzvah is talking about is mi broy. That it's put on the outside of the chatzar, and therefore it's not a total block over there because the aniyim can go in there, they call for help, and just this regular door that's over there, that's not going to stop it from them being heard. And Rashi points out that we're saying over that this gatehouse has an opening on one side, but doesn't have a door. Now, or you could say really both of them are talking about the case when it was on the outside, velo kasha, but still there's not a kasha over here, hada islay delas, because this one has a door, and the poor people were scared to open it. Therefore, it was this double whammy. Had less day dollars, but the other ones, it didn't have a door over there. Therefore, they can go and they could yell through, and it's not a problem. Iba Yisema, a third answer is, Haba Had Islay Dallas, all of them, both of them have a door. Lokasha and Akasha, Had Islay Posachas, this one, the Bishar, the gatehouse that's brought in the story there, it has a lock that's over there. And therefore, then they're able to go and open the door and to get in. Hadalesle Pesachas doesn't have it, and therefore they're able to get in, even though there's a door. They can just open it and they can go through. If anybody say Mahavaha de Isle Pesachas, both of them actually have a lock. Velokash is not a question. Hadal Pesachas di De Megavoy, the lock of this one that's talking about the story over there was on the inside of it, and therefore they weren't able to open it. Hadal Pesachas di De Megavoy, the other one's talking about where it was on the outside, and therefore they're able to go and to open it and to call out over there. Rashi says Pesachas di De Megavoy, Ha'ani Pesachas v'nichas, what does it mean? Lock. It means it's like a hinge. It closes. You can open it. V'nichas pesachas and v'hushal eitz v'tamin amavtech. The key is always inside of there, and therefore you can go in and you can unlock it. So, lock the next part of the Mishnah. Kofin, we force the guy. Kofin is to live in his Beis Shar. We force this guy who doesn't want to partake of it to go and to build the Beis Shar and the door. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. You're Rishim Gamliel Omer. Lo kol chatzir shu yisla Beis Shar. Not all of them have the Beis Shar. Ela chatzir smuchel Rishus HaRabim. When you have a chatzir that is right next to a Rishus HaRabim, that has, you know, this chatzirus opened up into this mavoy that went straight into Rishus HaRabim. Rila Beis Shar. That makes sense that they have a Beis Shar over there because a lot of people are passing by over there. And therefore, you need to protect it and make sure that, you know, people are not just walking in, gaying a keek and looking over there. Vashenis will Rishus HaRabim. If it's not by Rishus HaRabim, then because people are not passing by in that area. Why is it they say that even if it's far away from Rishus HaRabim, you still need it? Because they said it straight up, and we see clearly there's a machlokas here. And for the Gemara, similarly, the Dachi Bnei Rishus HaRabim, so they will get pushed through into the area of Ayilu Osu, and they end up going past the Mavoy, and then they get close to the entrance over there. It's kedai to see a picture of this, would be very helpful, but try to imagine you have a Rishus HaRabim, and the Rishus HaRabim goes into a Mavoy. Then you have immediately on your left and on your right, you have a Chatz on your left, Chatz on your right. You can go deeper in, you have a Chatz on your left and Chatz on your right. So you have three Chatzeres over there, four Chatzeres over there. So the first two, they need the Beis Shar, but the next two that are deeper and don't need it, but even then they may need it because people get pushed in over there. That's why the Rabbanan said that you need to have a Beis Shar. Let's talk the next part of the Mishnah. We go ahead and meet the people that don't want to partake in putting up the wall. We force them to go and to put up the wall. Now, we have Rabbi Gamliel who said, no, not everything, and not everything's like that. Right? He ends up by saying that not everyone gets a wall. So Kofan is living us a year. Now, Rabbi Shimon Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Locally, Rabbi Shimon is lachoma. Not everyone gets a choma. Ali ir smuchel l'safar. We are lachoma. If you have a city that's near the border, then it needs to have a wall, right, to make sure people are going to come and attack. V'shein smuchel l'safar. But if it's not next to the border, but it's in the middle of the country there, then ain't the chum that doesn't have to go. You have to put a wall over there. Vira bottom, whether bottom, why say you need it no matter what? Because even Demikra Vasu Gaisa, because sometimes you have these people that are going to break past the borders over there and come further deeper into the city, if you have to protect those places as well. Bo mini Rabbi Lazar, me Rabbi Yochanan. Lazar's Rabbi Kishem Govin, when they're going into collecting the money in order to build this wall, Rashi says, Lechoma Seir. Lefi nefashos govin, or delma lefi shevach mamon govin. How do they collect it? Do they go according to the number of people that live in the house, or do they go according to their, you know, their bracket, their tax bracket? Amalei lefi mamon govin. They take according to the tax bracket, according to the money, according to what they're able to go ahead and they're able to afford. V'alazer b'ni, if Yochanan says, my son Alazer, keva be masmores, you should set this with nails. Rav says, meaning, hizor ledun kain, v'lo tozum menu, don like I just told you to do, don't change it. That's how it should be done. Ikadami, some say, boy minei Rav Alazer, Rav Yochanan, you can realize that's Rav Yochanan, kishen govin, they collect the fee keruv batim in govin, do they collect according to how close the houses are to the edge of the city, meaning the one that's further out has a greater need to get protected, and therefore maybe that's what he has to pay more. Odilma lefi mamon govin, or just straight up according to the money. Amalei says if you care about them in govin in echinami, you take into account how close they are, and it's not only the money situation but also how close they are. Make sure that you paskin like this. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here and continue with this Bezer Hashem next time on the Daily Page. Until next time, how about one of Shalom? A great, great day.